We've settled down, maybe a little bit, coming off of Sunday night football. Falcons falling to the Chiefs 22-17.
I will tell you guys, and Bo, I know you'll understand this, the hardest thing for me in this profession is to 5 minutes after the game is over, get on air with Chris Goforth in a post game and not absolutely be irate, to like calm myself down and to try to understand the storylines. When the game's ended the last minute, and then it's like, all right, we're going to kick it over to Chris and Mike back at the Kia Studios. And I'm like, man, like half the time I'm about to run through a wall because I'm so happy. And the other half of the time I'm like, how do I not get on here and just be miserable for the next 2 hours in this postgame show? And last night was definitely a tough one. But as of right now, at 8:03, whatever it is, I'm coming around. I feel okay.
The hardest thing with me would be not screaming cuss words for excitement or anger in the middle of Wes and Arch, where mics are audible and can pick me up, because that's very hard. I'm getting some tweets and some texts, Mark Zeno, about play calls that should or not should have been, and the quarterback sneak thing. You can just stop right there on that fourth down play. First off, that was way too far, I thought, for a sneak. Second off, you're not sneaking Kirk Cousins with all due respect, Ryan Neuzel, who was they were targeting. Okay, that's the sneak starts right up front, right, with the center. I mean, you can say you pull him around, but Chris Jones is in there too. This guy's a dominant player. That's a terrible play call. In fact, go back and watch fourth down on the actual play. Neuzel is beat immediately at the point of attack.
Yeah, he is.
And his guy was in on the play back there. Now, look, the left side didn't do their job either, but guys, you cannot like the play call, but don't suggest worse play calls.
Here's the thing. Here's how I feel about it. And I hate using this word, gadget play. But I think you lined up in the power tee last night in some of these short yardage situations. And I like the fact that we're using imagination and doing that. Here's the thing, though. There are some times when you put guys in positions that they're not used to, right? And I'm talking about Tyler Allgeier as a lead blocker or somebody taking a handoff out of a power tee, that a lot of times you don't know what look you are going to get defensively. You don't know how they're going to line up. When you line up in a power tee, you have no idea what Steve Spagnuolo's defense is going to do. So sometimes, and it happened multiple times last night, sometimes these linebackers or guys at the second level just get lost in the fray. And sometimes you're not sure who to block because you don't know what the formation is going to look like on the defensive side of the ball. That's what I think happened last night. It was like Allgeier was trying to block for the edge and forgot to look back inside at the linebacker position, and then that guy blows up the play. So.
And if you don't like the fourth down call, let's go back to the third down call. And Allgeier, it's basically – You're running right interior, and you've given the ball to what most people tell me is the only physical running back that we have, which he's not. You know, Robinson is as well, but this is the guy you want in short yardage. I didn't like the way Allgeier hit the hole. There wasn't much one to begin with, but I feel like in that situation, a power runner needs to get as downhill as he can and just shove it in there, right, and maybe move that pile a little bit. I know he pitter pattered a little bit. He pitter-pattered a little bit and hesitated and then waited for something to happen that didn't, and it caused basically you stuffed yourself there. Yeah.